WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The man accused of setting fire to a Bryan home last month where a woman and her father were found dead is now charged with capital murder. Brazos County prosecutors say a 33-year-old Dennis Brown III of Madisonville stabbed Noelle Devon and her father Mac in Noelle's home. The indictment also charges Brown with burglary, arson, and unauthorized use of Noelle's SUV. No motive was disclosed in the indictment to what led to the events on April 7th. No date has been set for Brown's first appearance in district court. The third BTU employee injured in Tuesday's power plant fire remains hospitalized in Houston. Earl Robinson is listed in critical condition. Two co-workers, Maurice Carlson and James Yendry, were released from a Bryan hospital Tuesday night. Fire department investigators continue to look into the case. The Brazos Valley Food Bank says they plan to distribute over 5.5 million pounds of food in 2014. Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says that's 25% over an increase over last year, and it highlights the need for their capital campaign to build a new warehouse, which would better serve the area. Walmart Market Manager Greg Smith hopes to improve those numbers with the help of the latest store.
Hopefully this will trim it down even that much more. If we can do 250,000 pounds with three stores, we'll do over 300,000 pounds with an additional store. If we can do 200,000 meals with three stores, then we'll probably add another 70,000 meals with an additional store.
A $150,000 contribution from Walmart puts the food bank at 40% of its $4 million goal. It also means the food bank can approach two foundations that could put them at 80% of that goal. Since 2010, on the first weekend in May, hundreds of lemonade stands pop up around Bryan College Station. Lene Scroggins brought the National Lemonade Day program to town as a way for children to learn how to run a business.
That may seem kind of crazy for a couple of eight-year-olds to be thinking about organizational structure, but at the end of the day, and there's $135 of profit, is that going to be shared? Is it a partnership? Is it a 50-50 split? Are you a volunteer and I'm going to take all of it and you were just kind enough to come down and help me? Are you an employee and I'm going to pay you a portion of that? So that I know that kids have learned that lesson over the years.
Scroggins says there will be more than 400 stands on Sunday. Online at WTAW.com or links to Lemonade Day Facebook page and website, which includes a map and locations. Opening Thursday's Texas A&M Board of Regents meeting were resolutions honoring two men with long ties to the flagship school. One was presented to the family of former Bryan business owner Ford Albritton Jr., class of 1943, who died in January. Accepting the resolution was his son Bob, class of 1971. Also recognized was recently departed Vice President of Student Services Joe Weber, who was given emeritus status.
I feel somewhat inadequate in doing this as a young student cadet here to be able to meet Ford Albritton on this campus and know who he was and what he did. It's really an honor to follow him.
Weber recently started as the executive director of the Texas Department of Transportation. An accused drunk driver missed a turn in a College Station residential neighborhood Wednesday night. Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says where West Ridge turns into Trace Meadows, the pickup wound up striking a house.
After striking the house, he attempted to back up and was in that location when the officers arrived and made contact with him behind the wheel.
Flieger says two women who were in the house talking were not hurt. The driver refused transport for treatment of injuries after being checked by fire department EMTs. 22-year-old Nicholas Farmer, who lives less than a block from where he crashed, remains jailed on a DWI charge. Farmer told officers at the scene his brakes didn't work. Bryan police has arrested a local man who was accused of making 30 unauthorized transactions on his grandmother's credit card. 32-year-old Mark Good of Bryan has been in jail since March 30th on a charge of violating parole on an unrelated case. The arrest report indicated his 86-year-old grandmother filed a report 2 weeks ago detailing the more than $1,700 in illegal charges between last December and the end of February, mostly at the Walmart on Briarcrest. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Sunday, June 1st, as you decide the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Aggieland Credit Union, Attorney Chad Jones, The Chocolate Gallery, and George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Voting begins Sunday, June 1st for the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is aggieathletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, aggieathletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
It'll be mostly to occasionally partly sunny during today. High temperature this afternoon should be well up into the 70s. And for tonight, partly cloudy to clear skies and down between 50 and 55 degrees. It's going to be a sunny and it's going to be a warm weekend coming up. Mostly sunny and 80 to 85 for Saturday. At night, clear and milder, 55 to 60. And lots of sunshine and even warmer Sunday in the middle and upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Local high school baseball teams split is what's coming up in sports. College Station Cougars, number one team in the state, and they didn't fare very well yesterday. Board of Regents present G. Guerrero a contract extension in soccer. And, of course, we've got a ton more lined up with the NBA playoffs and A&M baseball on tap this weekend. All that and more coming up at Sports, and we'll do that for you about 7:50.
They are at 7:13 right now. And, of course, I think right now in Houston at the one of the museums, the Magna Carta is there. You can actually see that document that outlined a bunch of stuff. And, of course, from time to time, there are different things that will tour a country. I remember when the stuff from King Tut's tomb was brought over and toured America. That was a pretty cool deal, you know. And
Steve Martin song.
Yeah. So a dental crown worn by Elvis is going to be doing that in Great Britain.
Crown fit for a king.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very nice. Because after all, he was the king of rock and roll. Anyway, it'll go on tour with a group of Elvis impersonators. The false tooth, nicknamed, yes, the king's crown, being used to raise awareness of mouth cancer. 5 letters of authenticity will accompany. Why do you need 5 letters of authenticity?
Because it's hard to spell a word with just one or two.
Okay.
Authentic.
Nice. All right. We'll accompany the Elvis false tooth while on tour. Do not have a list of cities nor dates available, nor do I know where it goes after that. Does it go back into a safe in Memphis, a vault somewhere? I don't know. Or is it at Graceland?
I was going to say, maybe the owner may have it, you know, one of those on loan placards, you know,
well
tooth
be.
On loan from.
Could very well be. So for more than 3 decades, you couldn't find Pac-Man or Space Invaders in Marshall Field, Massachusetts. But a local 1982 bylaw banning coin-operated video and arcade machines has finally been stricken from the books. In a town hall meeting sparked by a petition from a resident, The odd little statute that landed Marshfield in the nation's spotlight was overturned by a vote of 203 to 175. Back in 1983, the Christian Science Monitor reported Father Jim Judge described the new law that he'd fought for as a progressive step in that it protects life in a small town from an urban-type honky-tonk environment. Yeah! Fewer distractions of that type, the easier it is to transfer my ideas and values to my youngster. The ban made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1983, where the justices refused to hear an appeal. Video games. That's what they were working on, huh? Video games.
And now they're in every house.
Well, I mean, exactly. You think about that. I mean, and I'm sure that that discussion was had. You want to ban them right here. We could be making money off of them. Instead, there are people playing them for free in their homes. Here's kind of a cool prom story. It's getting to be prom season, right? Prom date this year, Rockford, Ohio. The high school senior is taking his 89-year-old great-grandmother to the big dance because she never got a chance to go to her prom on her own.
That's
fun. It is. Dolores Dennison tried to decline the invitation. She said, "I'm not that good on my feet." But her great-grandson, Austin, was sweet and adamant about it, and she finally relented. Austin even surprised her by making sure the Frank Sinatra song Dolores played during the night. That was a song that her husband used to sing to her. Said, "Austin, I chose that song because Grandpa Ed used to sing that to her. We shared that dance, and it was really sweet." So there you are. Wash your ears out with that. There are some good ones left out there. Took his 89-year-old great-grandmother.
That's cool.
It is. Nominations announced for the Daytime Emmy Awards.
Woo!
Yeah! Once again, CBS picked up 61 total. With its soap, with its daytime drama, The Young and Restless, getting 26 of them.
How many are those that are still on? Do we have any idea?
Well, I can tell you of four because these are the ones that are nominated.
Okay.
And beyond that, I can't tell you. The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, One Life to Live, and The Young and the Restless.
I still know the theme songs from all those.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah.
It is.
The daycare I went to, she loved her soaps.
Excuse me.
Had to watch her shows.
Daytime
drama. No, they were soaps. Okay. I grew up in a simpler time.
All right, yeah. remember buying Tom a Young and Restless shirt at the CBS store. You know, brought it back for him.
Like was that sands what it, did, through the hourglass.
Did Tom watch shows?
Oh, Tom was big on Y&R. Yeah, no, he was. Until we finally just beat him down. He said, "I don't watch it anymore. I haven't watched it in years." "Oh, yeah, sure." You know. Of course, it doesn't matter. You can stop watching for years and still pick it right back
submitted
up.
Submitted to the peer pressure.
Exactly. And of course, what's so great about this is that if you listen to the dialogue, it's obviously designed for people who are not watching the screen. Because, after all, Patrick, when you think about it, when I talk to you, Patrick, I'm always saying exactly who you are, Patrick, because that's it. I mean, Mom's over there. She's doing something else. Excuse me. Mom or Dad's over there doing something else, and you have to know who's talking to whom.
Dad's watching SportsCenter. Come on.
So you have to give the names more often. Anyway, the Outstanding Talk Show. The nominees are The Chew. Don't even know what that is.
Somebody's answer to The View.
Oh, Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, and Steve Harvey.
Okay.
Okay, the Outstanding Talk Show would be, from an entertainment standpoint, would be The Ellen DeGeneres Show, Live with Kelly and Michael. See, Michael just walks right in and gets nominated. He's a rookie, isn't he? He's still a rookie, right? In his
first I think
year?
He's been there. Is this his first year? I thought he was into his second.
Maybe so. Rachel Ray, The Talk, and The View. Your Outstanding Game Shows. The nominees are The American Bible Challenge, The Chase, Jeopardy, Let's Make a Deal, The Price is Right, and The Wheel of Fortune. Isn't that pretty much all of them? I mean, isn't that the whole gamut? And your Outstanding Game Show host, Wayne Brady for Let's Make a Deal, Jeff Foxworthy for The American Bible Challenge, Todd Newton for Family Game Night. I've never even heard of him in Steve Harvey Family Feud. The awards will be, I don't know, sometime later than today.
Sometime not today. Yeah,
I'm not sure when it is, but I'm sure it'll be just fine. Oh, did you hear? The city of Portland has decided not to flush the 38 million gallons of drinking water from the reservoir after security footage from last month showed a teenager answering the call of nature in the facility. The Portland officials said at the time that the water was still safe to drink, but basically the gross-out factor justified disposing of the 38 million gallons of water. Now, however, officials have decided to repurpose the water, transferring it instead to a defunct reservoir the city is considering keeping open as a non-drinking water feature. Ooh, so we're going to have fountains.
I was going to say, is that code for lake?
The teen, for the record, said he was doing that against the wall, actually, and not into the water. Okay, that's the defense. 7:21.
Hey, do we have a second?
No.
Okay.
We do. I just thought I'd say no.
You're killing me. Okay, this guy is brilliant. His name is Jason Humphreys.
We'll decide on that after you tell us the story.
He put a cell phone jamming device in his car because he got tired of people around him texting and talking on their cell phones.
Yeah.
He thought it worked within 30 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little stronger than that. He'd drive by cell phone towers and jam them, too.
That's outstanding. Where was that? Where did that happen?
Florida.
Florida. That's good. That's good.
In Tampa.
Got a little visit from the FCC.
Yeah. Well, as he's plowing down the road, cell phone companies put in an investigation to the police because they're like, this is seriously causing problems.
Uh-huh.
They backtracked it to him because they figured it out after they pulled him over. Their police radios wouldn't even work.
Yep.
He has been using the cell phone jammer, it's a federal crime.
Uh-huh.
Maximum penalty, $48K.
Okay.
No word on what's going to happen yet.
Well, hope nothing. Distracted driving awareness month is over, but law enforcement...
nice job!
Thank you. I'm a radio professional. But enforcement of those laws do continue to be a priority. States including California, Connecticut, and New York ban the use of cell phones, even when you are stopped at a traffic light. Police obviously can easily ticket those drivers just by patrolling the streets on foot. But in Massachusetts, 74% of the tickets given out during a distracted driving law enforcement period were from unmarked vehicles. So just because you don't see a police officer doesn't mean the police officer isn't nearby. And the Tennessee Highway Patrol is using a tractor trailer. They get a bird's eye view. See, they're up there sitting a little higher. They can see into the cars and obviously...
That's an interesting cheat.
It is. Drivers being distracted don't even notice this 18-wheeler who's sitting next to them. So, just saying. And again, I probably not a bad idea. Just probably not a bad idea. We'll see how that works. Ooh, we'll have a joke later. I'm just saying.
I found it. Is it going to be as good as last week?
Yeah, I think it probably may even be better. Is it better? Than
man. Doubt it.
Might be. I don't know. You never know. But
I'm relatively certain.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
7:24, going to look at the weather in just a minute. I will tell you, Peach Creek Vineyards will be open today. They'll be open this weekend for you to go and kind of enjoy yourself out in an undiscovered area in the southern part of the county. Of course, you know where Peach Creek is. That's down below the racetrack, and you'll see the sign for Peach Creek Vineyards and head on out. Actually, you know, you get in touch with them and find out what's going on this weekend and everything else that they have available for you. They have over 15 wines for you to give a try. Give you a phone number to call in just a minute, but they're located over on Peach Creek Road, and you can, of course, find them on a map, but their website is blog, peachcreekvineyards.com, and see a little information about the different wines that they have available. Of course, there's a store there on site for you to find some wine-centric items. And generally, just a great atmosphere. They have a covered pavilion there, plus they have a lake. You can see the vineyards off to your left. You can bring your own snacks if you want to, or they have snacks that are available for you. But if you have folks who are coming in, they're open on the in the afternoon. Saturdays, for instance, noon to 6, and Sundays from 1 to 5. But as the weather is nicer as we have going on right now, they have other times available as well. So here's the number to call. It's 936-825-3669. 936-825-3669. That's Peach Creek Vineyards, a great place for you to try this weekend.
They're everywhere, but are e-cigarettes as healthy as some people think?
I would still be smoking cigarettes if it were not for this.
Smokers say they breathe better and have more stamina, but doctors are cautious.
While it appears to be safer than traditional cigarettes, we do not know for a fact that it is.
And the government wants its say.
I'm all about the FDA getting involved.
Monday at 10, KXHD News' Ashley Allen helps us sort it out, only on KXHD News. Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. KX News, meteorologist Jared Plusnik's weather. Aggie OT with Luke Simons and Chris Vallejos, Saturdays at 10 p.m. Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, Kelly and Michael, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune. Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. NBC Primetime Shows, NBC Sunday Night Football, and the 2014 Winter Olympics from Sochi. DirecTV and KX, you've got it all.
Here's your weather. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Here we are. It's nice today, 77 for a high, up to 87 tomorrow, and we'll probably remain in the upper 80s all the way through about Wednesday of next week. No mention of rain, unfortunately, in the forecast, so we could use some of that. Winds out of the south at 3 right now, 77% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 51.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Democrat Party ruled Michigan with an iron fist. The state saw unionization by force. Daycare workers were suddenly required by law to become union members. Overnight, 40,000 people had to turn over part of their income to unions in the form of dues. Some parents who served as caregivers for their sick kids were suddenly turned into dues-paying union members against their will. Almost $4 million went annually to just one government union, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The unions, in turn, forked over massive campaign donations to Governor Granholm and the Democrats. Now, today, Granholm's gone, as is the Democrats' stranglehold on Michigan. In 2012, voters stopped forced unionization by approving a right-to-work measure. In addition, the new Republican Governor Rick Snyder ended a scheme by which the SEIU siphoned off $34 million in union dues for Medicaid checks sent to home-based caregivers. Now, the impact of freedom has been dramatic. A full 80% of those who had been forced to join the union as caregivers have dropped their membership. About 44,000 people have opted out of union membership they never wanted, dues they were forced to pay, and donations to the Democrat Party they never had a choice in making. So you see why Democrats and their crony union allies fight right-to-work laws and the freedom it gives workers, as if their political lives are at stake, because they are. What does this have to do with Nokia? Nothing.
What do you mean you got there exactly on time?
Ever since we started using Fleetmatics to keep track of our trucks and vans, our business has been running really smoothly.
Are you telling me you've cut your fuel costs?
The boss doesn't have anything to yell about anymore, but some habits are hard to break.
Oh, great. Another call from a happy customer.
Fleetmatics takes the drama out of business. Make fleet tracking more intelligent with real-time tracking, fuel monitoring, and more. Visit fleetmatics.com/start or call 1-877-350-DEMO for intelligence at work.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Visiting Angels assists adults nationwide to continue living at home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. For senior home care you can trust, check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Brazos Valley Food Bank has received another major contribution towards its $4 million expansion campaign. Thursday's $150,000 donation from Walmart puts the food bank at 40% of their goal and could allow them to double it.
With this gift today, we're at 40%. There's two other foundations that we will be able to be eligible to approach now that we think will get us up to 80%.
Food Bank Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says the new warehouse would allow them to provide healthier options.
Food banks tend to, people think of cans. We have a lot of cans in our warehouse. We have a lot of boxed items. We're moving a lot more towards fresh. That's why this new facility will help greatly, because it's going to increase our capacity for fresh and frozen by more than five times.
Mangapora says the food bank is on pace to distribute 5.5 million pounds of food this year, up more than 25% over last year. A Brazos County grand jury has indicted a Madisonville man on capital murder charges in last month's house fire that killed a Bryan woman and her father. 33-year-old Dennis Brown III was also indicted on charges of arson, burglary, and unauthorized use of a vehicle. The indictment accuses Brown of stabbing both Noelle Devon and her father, Thomas Mack Devon. The indictment does not reveal a motive for the burglary, murders, setting fire to Noelle's home, and then taking her SUV. Brown has been in the Brazos County Jail since his arrest on April 7th. No date has been set for Brown's first appearance in district court. The identity has been released for the third BTU employee injured in a Tuesday fire at the Atkins Power Plant. Earl Robinson is listed in critical condition at Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston. Robinson is a production support operator who's been with BTU for 13 and a half years. Co-workers James Yendry and Maurice Carlson were released Tuesday night from St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan. Investigators have not determined what caused an electric generator to malfunction, causing sparks that ignited the fire. An 86-year-old woman told police her grandson used her credit card without her permission 30 times over a six-week period. That led to the arrest of 32-year-old Mark Good of Bryan. He's accused of making more than $1,700 in charges, mostly at the Walmart on Briarcrest. Good was notified of the new charges in jail, where he is held for a parole violation on an unrelated case. A College Station man arrested for his first DWI remains in jail. College Station police arrested 22-year-old Nicholas Farmer less than a block from his home when he was involved in a crash Wednesday night just before midnight. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says Farmer's pickup struck a home.
Had been westbound on West Ridge approaching Trace Meadows. It appears at that point he failed to negotiate a turn onto Trace Meadows. And went forward, striking a residence located at 2300 Trace Meadows.
Farmer was checked out by fire department EMTs before he was arrested. Flieger says two women who were in a room next to the crash were not hurt. Farmer told officers at the scene his brakes didn't work. There will be more than 400 lemonade stands in Bryan College Station on Sunday. Children learning how to run a business is the premise behind Lemonade Day, a national program that Lynette Scroggins brought here in 2010.
Everybody in the community has a job this weekend. So you're either helping a kid sell lemonade, or you're out driving around with $10 in your pocket after church on Sunday buying lemonade.
10 stands will be located Sunday from 10 until 2 at Jones Elementary in Bryan. Scroggins says 20 students have met weekly with MBA and honor students from the Mays Business School at Texas A&M.
These MBAs are probably having to write some business plans in their MBA program, and it's probably the first time they've had to do that, and they're 25 or 30 or 35 years old. And they're mentoring a bunch of kids that are, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old that are writing a business plan.
Links to the Lemonade Day website and Facebook page are online at WTAW.com. Two well-known men at Texas A&M were honored Thursday by the Board of Regents. Resolutions were presented to recently departed Vice President of Student Services Joe Weber, who's the new Executive Director of the Texas Department of Transportation.
You can't imagine how honored I feel and how privileged I feel to be able to come back and work those in this room that I've worked with, who have taken me in on their team, who've mentored me, helped me, brought me in on in making some great decisions that I think were good for the school and supported them. I thank you.
Also recognized was former Bryan business owner Ford Albritton Jr., class of 1943, who died in January. Representing the family was his son, Bob, class of 1971, who recalled when he and his brother were students.
General Earl Rudder and my dad and the rest of the board made the decision to open the school up to co-ed. A lot of the people at the time thought that was blasphemy. It would never work. However, as it turned out, it was the genesis, I believe, for where Texas A&M is today. That made my father very proud.
Also recognized were the Aggie soccer team and student regent Nicholas Madere, who attends the flagship school. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 56 degrees. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have you ever wondered where celebrity designers like Vera Wang, Versace, and Vera Bradley spend their free time? Well, just a hint, you can catch these high-profile signature frames, prescription or non-prescription, hanging out at Aggieland Spectacles, ready to make you shine like the stars. You, too, can see the world in style with the best brand name frames and lenses. Aggieland Spectacles also customizes frames for athletes. Stop by today at 2801 East 29th Street in the Mar Eye Center. Aggieland Spectacles, where you'll see the highest quality lenses with the most popular brands of frames.
Early job seekers tried to find clever ways to send their resumes to employers, such as carrier pigeons.
Incoming!
Singing telegrams.
Jason has an MBA. Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Today, all the modern job seeker needs is AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can upload your resume for free. So, instead of being clever...
And our next dedication goes out to that very special hospital administrator looking for an IT director.
You can just be smart. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
You know, we've talked about classic collision and restoration for years and the kind of work that, Doug and his crew do that nobody else in town does, and that's the reason people come not only from nearby but far away for the custom work that he does. And it makes sense that if he can do that custom work, and, you know, he can do everyday driver work, too. If your everyday driver gets into an accident, let him help you by getting you through all the hassle when you're in an accident. They can help you with that, make sure your car gets to their place so they can do the work on it, help you with all the insurance if you need to rent a car, any of that. But remember, now there's so much more from Classic Collision and Restoration because part of their facility now includes auto upholstery, and that includes installing a new headliner or installing new carpet, putting on a convertible top. Maybe you want to change your seats to leather. They can do that for you at Classic Collision and Restoration, too. And also, they do mufflers and exhaust systems. So everything that you're looking for is right there in one stop. That's at Classic Collision and Restoration. You can give Doug a call at 779-8399, or you can go to classiccollisionandrestoration.com. And you can follow them on Facebook as well. Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 near Sioux Falls Prater.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:39, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information.
It'll be mostly to occasionally partly sunny during today. High temperature this afternoon should be well up into the 70s. And for tonight, partly cloudy to clear skies and down between 50 and 55 degrees. It's going to be a sunny and it's going to be a warm weekend coming up. Mostly sunny and 80 to 85 for Saturday. At night, clear and milder, 55 to 60. And lots of sunshine and even warmer Sunday in the middle and upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, just playing good baseball. That's the biggest challenge. I don't think there's a great team in the league this year.
There's just a whole lot of good ones, but nobody has it top to bottom. That's at least according to Courts Childress. We'll find out more as the Aggies take on number 5 LSU Tigers tonight. Action live here on 1620 WTAW. High school playoffs are in full swing as well, and we'll have all that and more in sports here in about 10 minutes.
There you are. Don't forget, of course, you've been hearing us talk about it for a while, but it's Lemonade Day.
Yipper-dipper.
Lemonade Day coming up this weekend. And we happen to mention that those 10 are there at Jones, but they are all over Bryan College Station. And entrepreneurship is a pretty cool thing. If you can teach a kiddo about that, I think you can give them an opportunity to do all sorts of things. So get a bunch of $1 bills and wander through the neighborhood. And then move on to someplace else and move on to someplace else, because they're going to be all over town. There's a link on our website to be able to get to the Lemonade Day website. I don't mind telling you, it's lemonadeday.org. So we got the Kentucky Derby coming up. That'll be the 140th running tomorrow. And, of course, the first leg of the good old Triple Crown. Last Triple Crown winner, ask you three times. 1978.
Secretariat?
Secretariat in 73. The last one was Affirm.
Affirm, that's
1978.
Right.
1978. So it has been a while.
Are we playing another round of horse or not horse?
No, we're done with that. 20 horses. The field was narrowed to 20 horses on Wednesday based on the amount of money that each of the horses had made in their stakes races before this event. 250,000 fans will be there. Why don't you do the weather thing for Louisville, Kentucky? Louisville, let's see what the weather looks like for tomorrow.
You got it, Pat?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Okay.
The Louisville Marching Band will play Stephen Foster's Old Kentucky Home.
Of course they will.
That blanket has 554 red roses on it, just, oh, by the way.
Do you hear the thing on Wall Street Journal this morning?
About?
It was the return on investment on some of these horses.
Ah.
And it's a lot more than you think it is.
Yeah.
One of the ones that's a favorite, one of the top three favorites, it was $10,000 in the breeding fee, and that was it. Now, obviously, upkeep.
Uh-huh.
But it was $10,000 in the initial fee, and that was it.
Yeah. First Kentucky Derby, 1875, the brainchild of Meriwether Lewis Clark, Jr.
Really?
Yep. Wanted to create an American answer to Epsom Downs, the Derby over there. And he's the grandson of William Clark of the Lewis and Clark fame.
Is that hence all the crazy hats?
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with it, but they do have all the crazy hats. That's for sure. The Derby length, 1.25 miles or 10 furlongs. The 13 of the original 15 jockeys were African-American. In fact, black jockeys won 15 of the first 28 runnings of the Derby. What you got?
It's going to be partly cloudy, getting up to about 50 at race time.
Oh.
60. Oh, man, that's a 10-degree jump.
Okay.
I don't know when they're racing.
It's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, 70.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's mid-julep weather.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Horses' names are required to be no more than 18 characters long and must not consist solely of numbers or initials. Obviously cannot be in poor taste or have any obvious commercial connotations.
So it can't be Big Mac around the stretch?
Not right now, anyway. You know what? Eventually there may be enough money that it will be. Horses' names weren't always so weird, by the way. In 1916, Derby winner was named George Smith. That was the name of the horse, not the jockey. George Smith, okay?
Here comes Bob!
I'm just saying.
All tell wireless seems to be phoning it in back there.
$2.1 million for the horse that wins the race. Well, for the owner of the horse that wins the race. I don't think the horse gets to know that it won the race. doesn't get the paycheck.
Extra salt lick.
Yeah, there you go. All right, here we go. It's Google searches. It's weird Google searches. And heaven knows there are plenty of them out there. Just see if you've done any of these. We'll go here first. Hello.
Yeah, a few minutes ago when you were talking about the Kentucky Derby horses and breeding fees, there's a famous Arabian horse stud not too far south of here. The breeding fee is $30,000 per horse.
Oh, my. Okay, thank you. That's pretty good money. Pretty good money. All right, so here we go. Google searches. Nearly 2,000 a month. Google, how do I get away with murder? Okay.
Wow.
390 a month. Ask, how do I make my cat love me? Oh, 10,000 a month. How to Bend a Broken Heart. I'm thinking it's probably mend. $15,000 a month. How to Ask a Guy Out. $41,000 a month. Why Did I Get Married?
Oh, man.
$22,000 a month. I Hate My Job. $40,000 a month. How to Win the Lottery. $18,000 a month. Why Do Men Have Nipples? And $1,000 a month. How Do I Use Google?
I guarantee there's a few .coms in there.
Oh, yeah.
Google search, Facebook.com.
Yeah, that's it. All right, it's time for a joke. Here we go. All right.
Let me settle in.
Okay. That's not long. Mrs. Appleby, a fourth grade teacher, posed the following problem to one of her math classes. She says, a wealthy man dies, leaves $10 million out there. Now, one-fifth of it goes to his wife. One-fifth of it goes to his son. One-sixth to his butler and the rest to charity. Now, what does each get? There's a long pause and silence. Finally, a little voice in the back goes, a lawyer!
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When you think of summer, what comes to mind? Sandy beaches and long naps? Or does the idea of your kids being out of school for 3 months send you into a near panic? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And if you're a parent, there are some simple steps you can take to manage your summer schedule. One of the challenges is figuring out how to balance unstructured time with planned activities. To handle that dilemma, remember the letters P-E-A. The first letter stands for pause. At least once a day, find a moment where everyone in the family can connect. That can be over dinner or reading a book at bedtime, or even taking a walk through the neighborhood just talking. E stands for weekly escape. We schedule those big trips for the summer, but it's helpful to think of smaller ideas you can do together each and every week. Maybe your family would enjoy a trip to the local pool or a city park. And finally, A, for adventure. This is the big event you plan for your summer vacation, like a family camping trip or that special trip you've been saving up for so long. So this summer, don't let all those empty spaces on the calendar send you into a panic. Remember the acronym P-E-A, pause, escape, and adventure, and you'll find plenty of time for rest and connection as a family. For more encouragement to make your summer count, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:49. The Aggies wrap up a 20-game stretch in which they have faced 17 top 25 teams this weekend as they welcome the number 5 LSU Tigers to Olsen Field. A&M enters the fray, winners of 5 of the last 6, including 4 victories against ranked opponents. Coach Childress says it will take a well-rounded attack to get the series win.
Well, just playing good baseball. That's the biggest challenge. I don't think there's a great team in the league this year, a complete team. Everybody's really good, and LSU is just like everyone else. They're a really good, really talented team, and it's about playing good baseball, and the team plays better baseball will probably win the series.
Fighting Texas Aggie baseball takes over 1620 WTAW today at 6 for the pregame, and 6:35 is the first pitch. On Saturday, they'll play at 12:05, and Sunday, first pitch at 1:05. The much-heralded SEC Network is coming together quite nicely. The A&M's first two football games of the 2014 season will appear on the SEC Network. The new National Sports Network, launching August 14th, will be operated by ESPN. And along with airing the Aggie season opener against South Carolina on August the 28th, which, by the way, is the first game they'll carry, the SEC Network will broadcast A&M home opener against Lamar on September the 6th. The Texas A&M University System Board of Regents authorized interim president Mark H. Hussey to negotiate and execute a 3-year contract extension for Aggie soccer coach G. Guerrieri through 2019. They also honored the team and their accomplishments both on and off the field. Here's Coach G's acceptance.
These are some young ladies who are obviously making their mark on the history of Texas A&M right now, but they will for the rest of their lives be great examples of what this university turns out and the type of people it attracts and educates. So on behalf of all of us, we really appreciate y'all's support of us.
The number 24 Texas A&M softball team finishes off their regular season at the Aggie Softball Complex this weekend with a 2-game non-conference series against former Big 12 opponent Oklahoma State tonight at 7, tomorrow at 4. In high school playoff action, Holt Van Eaton and Willie Amador hit monster dingers after Kingwood pulled their starter and Bryan Vikings pounded out an 8-1 win in Game 1 of the Class 5A Best of 3 Bi-District Series. Game 2 at Viking Field is at 7, pregame at 6:45 on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The number one team in the state in 3A baseball is the College Station Cougars. They didn't play very well last night, stumbling out of the blocks with 9 walks and a couple errors. They fell to China Springs 10-5. They'll try and right the ship in College Station tonight for Game 2, pregame at 5:15. That game is on Peace 107. In the NBA playoffs, Indiana captured a must-win Game 6 by winning over Atlanta 95-88. Oklahoma City stayed alive by routing Memphis 104-84. Tonight, San Antonio and Dallas square off in Game 6 at 7 o'clock. The Spurs lead that series 3-2. It's an elimination game, and here's Dirk Nowitzki on One and You're Done.
We've been basically in the playoffs for a couple weeks now. We had to go on a heck of a finish at the end to even make it in. So, yeah, we've been in plenty of big games. You know, we'll see. The way you got to look at it is you got to win one home game.
Now, the Lone Star team in action tonight, Houston, is at Portland for Game 6 at 9:30. The Trailblazers lead that series 3-2 as well. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs last night in double overtime.
The Habs win the draw. Markov to Subban. Fires. Score!
Montreal Canadiens shocked Boston 4-3 in a double overtime winner in the opening game of the Eastern Conference semifinals. And finally, from the PGA, Angel Cabrera made 7 birdies on way to a 6-under-66 and a one-shot lead in the opening round of the Wells Fargo Championship, one stroke ahead of Phil Mickelson and Martin Flores. And that's been your sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards and More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards and More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
The Republican Party of Brazos County welcomes Lieutenant Colonel Alan West to their fundraiser May 19th at the College Station Hilton.
Colonel West is a former U.S. representative. He is a highly decorated Army officer. He is a Fox News contributor and a senior fellow at the London Policy Center. Tickets are now available at BrazosGOP.org or by calling 268-2308. Support your local Republican candidates by supporting your local Republican fundraising effort. Alan West, Guardian of the Republic, May 19th at the College Station, Hilton.
I've been talking on the radio with Jen Zweiker for around 10 years now, and it's with great honor that I get to announce that they are actually moving. They're on their own now at 420 Tarot, and if you'd like to find out more, you can go to zarealestate.com. They've spread their wings a little bit, and they've moved into a new location, but with still the great service, and maybe even more so now because they've got a little more room to negotiate and move around. So to find out more, again, it's zarealestate.com. The housing market in Bryan-College Station right now is going gangbusters, and it's very important that you pick the right realtor to buy or sell a home, in particular if you're going to sell yours, because you want to make sure that it's listed the right way and that it's done the right way just for your house. So, to do that, again, it's zarealestate.com. They go the extra mile to make sure that everything is taken care of. There is no detail too small, no I that doesn't get dotted, no T that doesn't get crossed. I know this for a fact because I've actually bought and sold two different homes with zarealestate.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. By the way, I have tickets for Texas A&M baseball.
Do we have a clever contest, or is this call if you ain't won nothing?
No. We have a clever contest.
Okay.
So there you go. Which SEC baseball team has the highest batting average this year? 695-1620. 695-1620. Which SEC baseball team has the highest batting average this year? 695-1620.
Has A&M played them?
I don't think we need to give any clues.
You're so mean.
I know. Well, you know, it's a good... Hey, it's LSU, okay?
Yes, it is.
I mean, you know, I'm thinking that people probably are going to want that ticket, so hopefully they know. We'll see.
My guess would
What's the answer?
Florida.
Nope. Thank you. 695-1620. What's the answer?
Giggum?
No. No. Which SEC baseball team has the most... has the highest batting average this season? 695-1620. We'll give a clue in a minute. Your umbrella may one day turn into a mobile weather station. A researcher in the Netherlands has created an umbrella which has a built-in sensor that registers rainfall by measuring vibrations on the canvas. The information is sent via Bluetooth to an app
wet,
on the umbrella.
If it's wet, it's raining.
That's it. Well, see, and then you're in the rain, then the information is sent via Bluetooth to an app on the umbrella holder's smartphone, which in turn uploads information into the cloud, so to speak.
It's like the Aggie weather rock.
Turns people into mobile weather stations. What's the answer?
Ole Miss?
Nope, thank you. 695-1620. This SEC team has the highest batting average this year. What is it?
South Carolina.
Nope, not South Carolina. Hi there, what's the answer?
Is it LSU?
No, it's not LSU. Running out of teams. What's the answer?
Alabama.
Nope, not Alabama. 695-1620. What's the answer?
LSU.
Not LSU. Thank you. 695-1620. This team has the highest batting average this year in the SEC. What's the answer?
Auburn.
Nope, not Auburn. Wow. Hi there. What's the answer?
Mississippi State.
Not Mississippi State. Thank you. Hi there. What's the answer?
Kentucky.
It's Kentucky. You're exactly right. Did you know that or did you guess?
No, I knew that. They have 6 or 7 that's batting over 300.
Yeah, and they got a guy who can hit the ball out of the baseball park.
Yeah, a ton.
Guy's big.
Absolutely.
All right, who's this?
Johnny Hutchison.
All right, Johnny, listen, I got tickets for either Saturday or Sunday. Which one you want?
Sunday.
All right, Sunday, come by here. I got them for you, all right?
Thanks a lot.
All right, see you later. Yeah. Yeah, they did. They hit the baseball. I saw a couple of those games. Anyhow. All right, that which means that we have some Saturday. But we're not going to do it right now. What we're going to do right now is tell you about Avon, Ohio. Avon, Ohio. That's where the 11th annual Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival will be held. It'll be a 3-day celebration of all things duct tape. June 13th, 14th, and 15th, the popular event aims to honor the history and heritage of Avon, considered to be the duct tape capital of the world because the city is the home of the Duck, D-U-C-K, tape brand duct tape. Just saying.
Not to be confused with duct.
No. Was on vacation one time and we're standing...